Can I just say that I love Miles Standish? Or perhaps I should say that I love what Duxbury has done with Miles Standish. I mean, first, there's the monument. It was a movement bigger than Duxbury itself, as it stands for not just Standish, but for all Massachusetts citizen soldiers. It also stands in the middle of a beautiful hilltop forest where every year I find a brown creeper climbing a pine tree during the Christmas bird count. I also used to tease one of my dad's landscaping customers on Eagle's Nest Road, telling her that the statue was pointing toward where Miles had buried his gold, which seemed to be right in her backyard, and that no worries, her lawn would look wonderful when she got back, and where did she keep the shovels? Then there is the Miles Standish Burying Ground, just outside of Hall's Corner. It's a quiet little place with a different habitat from the monument. Here, the birds of suburbia, the goldfinches, robins, cardinals, nuthatches, and more, tend to congregate as we wander among the gravestones past the markers of the old meeting house sites and the impressive memorial to Miles and his family. Then there is the home site on the Standish shore. One can see immediately what Miles had in mind when he chose it. The land, on an elevated plain, looks directly at the end of Plymouth Beach. This placement is highly significant. Miles was the contracted military leader of the Plymouth colony, not a pilgrim. Once the 7 years of indentured service were through and the pilgrims were free to roam, Standish set up his post directly looking at the one passage a ship could make into the harbor, including an enemy one. Once a soldier, always a soldier. But the site is so much more now. If you stand there long enough, you can see sandbars start to expose in the water at low tide. At this time of year, gulls, terns, and shorebirds of all kinds will find it. First a few, then dozens, then hundreds until there is a summer bird beach party on a private island. We have to wonder whether or not Miles occasionally just gazed out to sea and enjoyed its magnificence. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.